Okay. Shalom Aleichem. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We are in Shari Tshuva, Shar Sheni, Shar Beis. Sorry, give me a moment. Shar Beis. I say, I don't know the end of I started. I started, Benin is telling us that understand that Yisurin used properly are a very great benefit. And he says that a person living with the right perspective, if he actually does make those changes in his life as a result, he should look back and say, you know, sometimes you have these stories of Hashgacha Prati, something that seems very aggravating at the time. You know, Chalila, person broke his leg, had to be in the hospital, and as a result of this, that he met somebody else, and a shidduch came about, etc. And then you look back and you say, wow, now, that broken leg seemed like a misfortune at the time, and look what came of it, right? And we know so many stories to this effect. Rabbi Naina says, if a person, Chalila, goes through some sort of misfortune, some sort of trouble, and that causes him, prompts him to move his life onto a different level, to make changes that actually last, then that's the way to look at that too. Wow, look what this put about. I thought it was bad at the time. But Baruch Hashem had the seichel to approach it with the right perspective, and it was all that worthwhile. This is easier said than done. But as with many things, when things are easier said than done, then it's good to say it before it's lemaisa. Talk about it when it's easy to talk. For the purpose of getting ourselves into that mindset, and should it chalila come down to that, but you know what the truth is? I shouldn't say chalila so much, because this is relevant, like we said before, to all the different levels of aggravations. When we talk about misfortune, misfortune can mean anything from, like we said, missing a bus, problem with the car, banging your foot, to, chalila, more serious misfortunes. Whatever the case is, when a person goes through something and he has the seichel, the correct perspective to actually make changes as a result, Rabbi Nien is telling us, realize that it's a gift. And thank Hashem for it the same way you would thank for any other gifts that He sends you. That's how Rabbi Yehuda puts it. And then what we ended was with Rabbi Yehuda giving us his pirushim on this pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Kes Hashem Yehav Hashem Yichiach Ukav Es Ben Yotzer." How Hashem loves, He chastises, and it's like a father who is pleased with his son. So we saw the two pirushim that Rabbeinu Yehuda gives on the latter part of the pasuk, like a father is pleased with his son. The first is that sometimes a father puts a child through something because this is what's needed for the child, like the example we gave, right? Forces him through school. Child's yelling and kicking and says, I'm a vater on the benefits. But the father forces him through. And then when the child steps up to the plate and succeeds, makes the father that much prouder of his child. It draws him that much closer. So that's one explanation of Ka'av is ben Yitzeh. The other explanation is Ka'av is ben Yitzeh means it's like a father who will only admonish a child that he has faith in, that he believes in, that he considers to be in the right place. He puts such a child, chastises through a child. Ka'av is ben Yitzeh, like a father who believes in his child, holds of his child, is pleased with his child, and therefore wants to chastise him to get him to that better place. Now, pasuk says about people who do not recognize the good, the benefit of Hashem's admonition, I'm trying to redeem them. They're in a bad place right now. And I am pushing them out of it, right? It might be a little bit of a rough push to push them out of that bad place. I'm trying to redeem them. Vehema dibor like zavim. And they are speaking falsehood about me. Kiviyachol, Hashem is offended when people are resentful of the difficulties that he sends in order to get a person to a higher place. I'm trying to push you up. I'm trying to push you up because of how much I love you, because of what I see that I really want for you. And you're responding with resentment. Kiviyachol, Hashem is saying, you're speaking falsely about me. Anochi yisarti, chizakti zroi oisa. Another puzzle. I chastised them in order to develop their muscles, to make them stronger, right? But they think I'm being bad to them. The Nema. And it also says in the Pasuk, I am training Ephraim in order to be able to carry them in my arms, right? I want to hold them close. They don't realize that what I'm putting them through is actually a healing process. So kiviyachol, it's like Hashem is kiviyachol offended when we don't have the perspective to be able to see in it signs of Hashem's love. A sign of Hashem's love, a sign of Hashem's faith in us when he actually puts a person through something difficult to whatever level it would be. Now he continues. He says, a person with proper bitachon should trust when he is in the thick of the difficulty that the dark will actually be the cause for the great light. This is Hashem of a child. A child under a certain age feels very comfortable where he is. Enveloped in warm, comfortable fluid, doesn't even have to bother opening his mouth in order to enjoy a good meal, comes in straight through his navel, and he's comfortable there. All of a sudden, his world falls apart. The fluid starts draining. Suddenly finds himself being constricted and finds himself being squeezed, right? And then all of a sudden, right, we're describing a child being born. Being pushed through this very, very narrow channel. Mamish feels like he's suffocating. He's being squeezed in a terrible way, like a boa constrictor is squeezing him, right? What's going on here? This is a channel to the real life, to the big life, to bringing life to a whole different level and quality. He's weeping, and outside they're saying, Mazel Tov, right? So to be able to see in any difficulty, this is Hashem is pushing me through something in order to bring me to a higher place, to bring me closer to Him, to bring me to a greater place. To my shakasu, like the pasuk says, "Al tismichi oyabtili," my enemy, don't rejoice when you see what I'm going through. If a person is going through misfortune, Klal Yisrael is going through misfortune. Ki nofalti kamti, because as I have fallen, I will arise. As I sit in darkness, Hashem is my light. So this doesn't just mean Rabbi Nilin is giving a perush here. This doesn't just mean that no. Right now it might be dark, but Hashem will provide me with light. No, what it means is what you're actually seeing. You think this is my downfall. What you're actually seeing is a process of Hashem giving me even greater light. Okay. Skip a bit. And when a person does go through a difficulty, is put through a misfortune, Khalila, Yitain Libai Lehavin Ulis Anois Imachuva Vatfil. So he says, first of all, approach it right. Don't miss the opportunity. Approach it with the right understanding. Read the map. Go through what's going on correctly. And he says, take on a fast with tshuva and tefillah. This is Rabbi Yehuda describing a person Khalila goes through some fall. This was the approach in earlier times. A person Khalila goes, let's say, a person suddenly takes a very, very serious financial hit. Those are Rabbi Yehuda say, Make yourself a personal fast day dedicated to tshuva and tefillah. This was commonly done in earlier times, not encouraged in our time to actually fast, but we get the idea. In our times, we're not encouraged to fast. But we get the idea that a person should really approach it as this is my own personal Yom Nerayim. This is my own personal call for a personal tshuva campaign. And if there's chalila, something going on in a person's family, in a person's life, to yes, step up, make concentrated efforts. We might even say take out a day. I don't know, like if you're trying to translate what Rabbi Yehuda is saying into practical terms, dedicated to introspection, tshuva, to tefillah. And perhaps there are other things that we can do instead of fasting. There are other things that we can do instead of fasting. If just for the purpose of putting ourselves to an experience of acknowledging that I need to be facing this in a spiritual way. Just give one example. So the Arizal encouraged fasting from Rosh Chodesh El to after Yom Kippur. Okay? Again, it's not for us. But what we do know is that many of the great Bali Musar will make a tiny dibur from Rosh Chodesh El to after Yom Kippur. For our purposes, that has that effect. So even that might be a little bit too much for us. But the idea being to do something serious, to do something serious, to manifest my understanding of the fact that this is a call from Hashem to step up to a higher level, to do something serious, decide that for one day, I don't know, I'm going to go into a certain Erev Yom Kippur mode in some way, whatever it means to each person. Just like when there's a tzara on the tzibur, there's actually a chiyuv to dedicate a communal fast day. Okay, now, when Hashem brings Musa, Hashem brings some sort of chastisement on a person who is zach v'yashar, a person who is righteous. Right? We already spoke about this. It could be that a person is put through a certain suffering, even though he's a righteous person. That has its own benefits. This is for the purpose of providing him with a chance to make, so to speak, greater profits than he's making right now. It's an isayim given to him in order for him to earn great schar in olam haba. What does this mean? Let's just put this into perspective. Misfortune is any sort of trouble, any sort of misfortune is always something that can be translated into very, very substantial spiritual gain, spiritual profit. Always. And that's why the Chazal talk about it in Masechta Brachos as Chavivim Yisur, right? It's something very great, something very worthwhile if we appreciate it correctly. How do you turn it into that? How do you turn it into that? So again, like we said, the most basic way, it's like Chazal say, Lekabel Me'ava. Lekabel Me'ava, which means that number one is to acknowledge this is not bad luck, this is Hashem. If this is Hashem, then he's doing it. This is a person, he's connecting with me in a personal way. He's doing it, and he wants me to accept it. And therefore, I tell Hashem, if this is what you want from me, I am embracing it. Now, people get confused with this, because let's say Hashem decides, he's bringing upon a person, strep throat, okay? The person says, okay, I'm embracing it. So does that mean that I don't take antibiotics? No. Sounds like a paradox, but it isn't really. Because you take the antibiotics. You suppose Hashem wants you to take the antibiotics. But at the same time, right now, it's uncomfortable. Right now it hurts. So say the pain that is inevitable, that I don't have a choice but to deal with, but to contend with, that I'm embracing as your will. You also expect me to do what I can to alleviate it. It doesn't have to be a contradiction. Even as you're trying to alleviate the situation, you're still going through whatever you're going through. That part embrace. What you can change, this is really step number one. Again, I know it's easy to say this, but on the contrary, let's say it when it's easy. That's really the principle with these things. Let's learn it when it's easy to learn it and have it in our consciousness so that if and when Chalila were put to the test in whatever at whatever level, we should at least have the background to be able to approach it. It's very difficult to sit down and try to start learning this when it comes down to it, l'maisa. So that's number one. A person has done this, that's already number one. A person has done this is already gaining the profits. He's already cashing in on the benefits that Yisurim provide. I acknowledge that it's from Hashem, and I'm accepting it. That's number one in Hilchus Yisurim, number one. Then there's the next step. The next step is, as we said before, go in a few different directions. Either the introspection, which also should always be assumed to be step number one. What is something I should be improving? What's something I should be doing better? What's some mistake I made that I need to be doing tshuva for? But then step number two is the avoid of going through the Yisurim. I'll just give one example, which can serve as a model for other examples. But just one example of what Rabbi Yehuda says means when he says that it might be Hashem providing the person that opportunity to gain more schar. Here you have a person who is great in the mid of Sefer Panim Yafas, greets everybody with a bright smile. It's already second nature, always does it, worked on it years ago, now it's already second nature, always greets people with a bright smile. Hashem says, you know what, I want you to get even more schar for your Sefer Panim Yafas. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to give you a toothache. I'm going to give you a toothache. Now let's see you continue with the Sefer Panim Yafas. It's much harder now. But every smile that you give now is worth 100 of the smiles that you give without. So when a person can just push through, trying to operate as best as he can through the tzara, is actually now increasing, multiplying the schar that many fold. And that's how it comes back to what we said before. Any tzara chalila is an opportunity to be translated into very, very great spiritual gain. Okay, let's stop here for tonight. Thank you.